From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the United States is raising concerns about two more ballistic missile tests launched by Iran Wednesday. U.S. spokesman John Kirby said those launches may have violated a U.N. resolution, but Washington was also prepared to act alone in response.
If they are confirmed, if they're true, as I said yesterday, we'll take up the appropriate action inside the U.N., but I don't want to convey the impression that we are only looking at multilateral or U.N. possibilities in terms of measures to deal with it.
Kirby said Secretary of State John Kerry raised the issue with his Iranian counterpart, Javad Zarif. The missiles were fired from Iran's eastern Alborz mountain range into the Sea of Oman. At the same time, the White House said Wednesday Iran is committed to helping U.S. authorities find missing American Robert Levinson, who disappeared in Iran in 2007. Spokesman Josh Earnest said the U.S. takes Iran's promise seriously and is holding the Iranians to it.
The reason their cooperation is important is the last time that Mr. Levinson was seen, he was in Iran. And so we've got some pretty pointed questions that we're asking the Iranians about what they may know about his current whereabouts.
Former U.S. federal law enforcement agent was reportedly arrested by security services. Iranian authorities have said they have no trace of him. U.S. military officials are denying that U.S. forces saw any ground action in a raid targeting al-Shabaab militants in Somalia Wednesday. They say while U.S. helicopters were used in the raid on the town of Ogd Hegle, U.S. personnel did not go all the way to the objective. The chief of police in Somalia's Lower Shabelle region said 15 militants were killed in the raid and six others were taken into custody. He told VOA the militants were planning attacks against Somali and African Union forces. This is VOA News.